I determine what form a poem will take depending on whether I'm working on an individual poem or a book manuscript. Recently, I completed and published a book of centos, a chapbook for Ann Struther Press out of Toronto, and it was refreshing and exciting to work within that form directly and determinedly, although in previous books, I have included centos as well as other fixed forms. Typically, when I'm working within a fixed form, I tend to turn it into a manuscript as opposed to individual poems, although, like I said, those can be scattered throughout manuscripts as well. So far to date, I have published a chapbook of Abecedarian poems, wherein each poem represents a letter of the alphabet, and then the centos. And I'm currently working on a manuscript where each poem represents a different state in the United States, roughly based on Sufjan Stevens's 2005 concept album Illinois, part of his 50 States project, which he later abandoned, but the idea originally was to write an album for each of the 50 states. He got as far as Michigan and Illinois, and I'm not much farther with that particular project, but I hope to complete it by next year. But yes, I'm very inspired by Charles Olson's 1950 Manifesto Projective Verse, and inspired by this idea that the syllable and the line are two units led by the ear and the breath, rather than rhythm, rhyme, meter, and sense so much. So for me, the breath definitely dictates where the line goes. And again, the form is usually dictated by whether or not I'm working on a book-length manuscript or an individual poem.